All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw the New York Mets designate starting pitcher Matt Harvey for assignment. And in parts of six seasons with the Mets, Harvey was 34 and 37 with an earned run average of 3.66. Harvey was the Mets' first round pick in 2002. He made his MLB debut in 2012, and he really, and I mean really, ascended and showed people what the future could be for him. In 2013, he was 9-5 with an ERA of 2.27. He was a starting pitcher for the All-Star game at Citi Field, and it really looked promising. But then later on that summer, he blew out his arm, needed Tommy John surgery. He missed all of the 2014 season, came back strong in 2015 to go 13-8 with an ERA of 2.71. He exceeded that 150 innings limit threshold. He threw 189 innings that season, helped the Mets win the NL East. They got to the playoffs and they won the National League pennant. But after he exceeded those innings limit, it just went downhill for him so fast. He was 4-10 in 2016 with an ERA of 4.86. Of course, his season was cut short due to the thoracic outlet procedure that he had. He came back in 2017. He wasn't sharp again, as in 18 starts, he was 5-7 with an earned run average of 6.70. And then this year in four starts, you know, he didn't get it done. And then he was relegated to the bullpen. And overall, he was 0-2 with an earned run average of 7.00. Now, after the Tommy John surgery and after the thoracic outlet procedure, you could see that Harvey not only lost some velocity on his fastball, he also lost some life on it as well, as the pitches were flat. And it was kind of like, and not even kind of like, it was batting practice for opposing hitters. And Harvey never really had the wherewithal, or he simply just didn't do it as far as, you know, reinventing himself as a pitcher, learning to throw more off speed pitches. And also on top of that, learning to work the corners more. And new Mets manager Mickey Callaway, along with team general manager Sandy Alderson, threw the idea that he needed to go to the minors in order to, you know, retool and work on his stuff. And he didn't want to do that. And I mean, on top of that, this was a guy that was, you know, standoffish about going to the bullpen in the first place because he viewed himself as still being a starting pitcher. Matt Harvey is a starting pitcher. And sometimes you have to take one step back in order to take five steps forward. But he simply did not want to do that. And regardless of what he does going forward as a big league pitcher, he's going to have to take a step back and see what went wrong, and he's going to have to try to fix it. And I think some of that could have been fixed if he had, you know, checked his ego at the door and taken the minor league assignment. Now, with that said, I know some people are going to say, well, you know, it's the same old Mets with how things go. But I'm like, you know what, Matt Harvey, you know, owed himself some of this responsibility as well, because even going back to 2015 when the Mets were in the playoffs, you know, Harvey was late for practices because he had been out partying. Then it became another issue last year with the Mets and then manager Terry Collins. And, you know, Terry Collins did hold Harvey responsible because the teammates were getting tired of having to take up for it. You go back to the Mets' most recent West Coast trip when they were in San Diego and Harvey was up in L.A. partying. That's a no-no, you know. So I don't know if the drinking, you know, started after he had the surgeries or if it was something before. But at some point, you know, you have to remember that you're a professional. You know, casual drinks not going to hurt anybody. But at the same time, you're out there to try to do a job and get a job done. So I look at Matt Harvey. A lot of this was his ego. And I think, you know, the Dark Knight, the whole thing, it got the best of him. And, you know, it's unfortunate because he started off so strong and the future looks so bright. And I mean, I remember going back to 2012 and 2013 when he took that mound and he pitched for the Mets. There was a lot of electricity at Citi Field when he had the ball every fifth day. And unfortunately, you know, things simply have not worked out. Of course, the fans and the media alike have turned on him. And, you know, it's a very sad and bitter ending to what could have been. Now, I don't see him pitching for anybody else this season. I think it's a situation. He's definitely going to get a spring training invite from a team in 2019. Might not get a fully guaranteed contract as of yet. Some teams that, you know, could be interested, possibly the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, Los Angeles Angels, Seattle Mariners, or Los Angeles Dodgers. But I think at this point, you know, go to a small market team. You know, there's no pressure. There's no stress. You can just sit back and focus on baseball. None of the big limelight. You don't have to deal with a ton of reporters at your locker after every game. Just focus on getting better, pitch by pitch, and learning to locate and be a better pitcher. And on top of that, you know, being a better teammate, meaning, you know, you're not going out there and partying and drinking when you need to be focusing on your craft. So these are things that Matt Harvey definitely has to work on in the future. He really needs to sit back and talk with his agent, Scott Boras, and figure out something. I don't think that this is the end of his Major League Baseball career. But I think this is the fork in the road, because what is Matt Harvey going to be? You know, he's no longer going to be the Dark Knight that we saw in 2013. And of course, that guy that took the ball in game five for the Mets in the 2015 World Series and almost willed them to victory. We're not going to see that guy anymore. You know, this has to be Matt Harvey 2.0, but what is it going to be? And I think Matt Harvey holds all of the cards as far as what he's going to be in the major leagues. It simply comes down to what is he going to do? What is he going to put into it to get himself back to this level and not only prove the Mets wrong, but also prove any of the doubters and naysayers wrong? So it's really going to be interesting for me to see over the next 12 to 18 months what type of pitcher that we see Matt Harvey become. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.